Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. My next guest is the host and creator of The Eric Andre Show. His latest film is Bad Trip.
Where's Brad? Tina! You destroyed my car, now I'm gonna destroy you.
You better tell me what
Brad is.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh! Oh, help! Help! Help!
Where the is Brad? Looking at my damn business.
Oh my God, somebody needs to help me out.
I have to help him. I can't stand under him. Please, talk around to killing me.
I'm gonna let your bitch ass go.
Please welcome back to A Late Show, Eric Andre. Eric, good to see you. Look at the L, look at, yeah. Standing O. Nice, you look good.
Jeff Toobin is at my house actually right now. Should I send him home?
No, bring him on. I'm a huge fan. We're friends. Toobin and I are friends. Please bring him on. Yeah. what people don't know from that clip is that those other people, other than you and Tiffany Haddish, nobody knew what was going on. They actually thought she was trying to murder you.
Right. It's all hidden camera prank based.
And we'll get to that in a second. I want to hear all about it, obviously. How have you been holding up in the Zoom world? How have you handled the emotional crisis that is this last year?
I've been drinking like Jack Kerouac, man. I've been drinking like crazy.
What's your poison? I love a cocktail. What are you doing? I've heard you were into it. You actually built a bar. You didn't do the sourdough. You actually built a bar at your crib, I believe the kids call it. Oh, that's it. Look at that.
I built it in my living room.
It's built in. There's a handle on the couch. I just pull and I go over to the bar. What do you drink? What do you do? What's your cocktail?
Rum God. I drink. Well, you know what? I was trying to make all these like gastronomic cocktails. Like I was like a fancy pants chef. And at the end of the day, I just drink like a Kahlua mudslide. Like I'm at TGI Friday's happy hour. I'm basically like a Karen
sex on the beach, slippery nipple. Yeah, screaming totally. Orgasm.
Totally. Anything from the 80s movie Cocktail that Tom Cruise would serve.
I just watched a little bit of that the other night. Did you ever watch that movie? Have you seen it?
It's very bad. It's not very good.
I don't know about that. I'd love to have Mr. Cruise on the show sometime. I think it's a fine movie.
Well, I hope that I just got Cruise banned from the show.
So you like rum? What kind of rum are you drinking? Are you into like... whites, aged, spiced.
I don't see color when I see rums, Stephen. I'm a pretty progressive guy.
Okay.
What's your spirit of choice?
My spirit of choice? Listen.
You a whiskey guy.
I like bourbon, but I can do rum. I don't know if we want to go Zacapa from Guatemala or do we want to go Mount Gay from Barbados?
I'll drink some Mount Gay, my man.
I tell you what I don't do. I don't do the fancy Mount Gay. Just give me the damn Eclipse, man. Give me the Mount Gay Eclipse, your basic, because...
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed with your knowledge of booze.
I'm glad.
But it doesn't surprise me. I think most talk show hosts are...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Glug, 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 glug. The pressure, the corporate pressure.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How are the numbers, Chris? 100%. I'm just 100%. Put a rubber nipple on it when I get home at night. Ah! 100%. Yeah. It's all great. Let's talk about the movie. It's called Bad Trip.
Yes.
You're working with Tiffany Haddish, who is just... you could, she's just pure comedy. You can just cut her open and count the rings of comedy. Just, she's just a joy to be with. I want to absorb her power at some times. What was it like to shoot a feature with her?
She's incredible. I mean, she's comedy on a cellular level. There is a reason she's a movie star. Every medium of comedy, she can both stand up, hidden camera pranks, comedic acting. She could like be a synchronized swimmer in the Olympics and make it the most comedic thing you've ever watched. She's brilliant and she's lovely to work with.
And she's dating Common.
She's dating Common.
That's not bad. That is bad. He's uncommon.
The hot cup of man.
Now,
you know what's funny? This is the most sober I've been on your show, and this is the most off the rails an interview. I'm usually
because I'm hammered. Because I am, I am hammered. Hold on one second. Hold on. Get myself a bottle of this. Here we go. Right here.
I'm picking my nose on this camera. Jesus. What do you got on the old record player? Look at you. God bless you. I'll do a shot with you. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Weller 12. You ever do this?
Scotch or a bourbon?
It's a bourbon. It's a bourbon.
You want me to do a bourbon or do you want me to do a rye?
It's your liver, man.
I got an old Bardstown.
Sure.
Kentucky bourbon is a real sweet bourbon I like. We'll do this one. Get a rocks glass. Mm. Neat. Sipping neat.
Yeah, I'm old West saloon style. There's no ice in here. There was no ice. Mmm. Mmm.
Woo! That's hardcore.
We have to take a quick break, but when we return, I will ask Eric Andre about Fran Lebowitz for some reason. Now rejoin Stephen Colbert's interview with Eric Andre, already in progress. If you want to hear some of Eric Andre's work, you can ride the New York City subway system, because I understand that you're one of the voices of the subway system now.
Me and Seinfeld and Fran Lebowitz.
Huge, Whoopi Goldberg, Fran Lebowitz, you. And you notice something about you and Fran Lebowitz, which I love.
I like when you reluctantly get back on track. I like the energy. The energy when you're like, yeah, all right, what did we plan?
There's reason I do it, as long as we're talking, you know, out of school here, is because I imagine that there's some reason you're on the show to somehow to support your product.
Yes.
And while I do not care about your movie, surely you do. And I care about you because you're a very funny person who's ready to roll with, you know. And I'm not going to do this bit now. I'm not going to do it.
No,
absolutely not. Maybe next time, Eric Andre. It was good, too. It was good, wasn't it? It was great. It was great.
I wasn't saying don't do it.
You kind of were.
No. This is what I noticed. What? You were like flowing, we're drinking, and as soon as you had to go back to a question, you went, I heard you're on the New York City subway.
Well.
Tell us about that. I just noticed that change in your body language.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is that somebody put me off my lobster Newberg right before I dug in, and now it's off the menu.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You're becoming Howard Hughes. Like, your mind is unraveling.
Well, I do keep my urine in jars.
If I had a dollar for every time a talk show host told me that.
Okay.
I would have $3. Mm-hmm. So I look like Fran Lebowitz is what I'm trying to say. I look exactly like her.
Let's see if I can piece this together. Okay.
I look like her and Common.
You.
Imagine if Common Fran Lebowitz. You get me. March 26th, bad trip. Netflix.
Okay, it goes like that. And okay. Then this goes like that. That goes like that. Okay, so you noticed something about you and Fran Lebowitz, I understand. She is one of the voices of the subway, and you're one of the voices of the subway. Tell me about this photograph.
I look exactly like her. I look exactly like Fran. It's a haunting. I can't even tell who's me and who is Fran Lebowitz in that image.
Have you ever met her?
Never met her. She does look exactly like my mom. My mom looks like Fran Lebowitz, and my dad looks like Tyler Perry playing Colin Powell in the Dick Cheney movie.
Did Tyler Perry play Colin Powell in Adam McKay's Dick Cheney movie?
Yes.
Bad Trip is available on Netflix. March 26th. Eric Andre, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube. Late Show Poncho listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.